All right, we are 16 minutes away from Parker Gabriel and Gary Sharp breaking down Miles Brennan to Nebraska. PG just reported that while Nebraska coaches Ron Brown, Scott Frost, and Mickey Joseph were together yesterday in Louisiana, they stopped by LSU to talk to Miles Brennan. Brennan has 1 year of eligibility left. Last year he was the starting quarterback. 1,112 yards, 11 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He was quarterbacking a team that had a terrible defense. Parker is reporting through a source. It was Mickey Joseph and Bill Bush, who were assistants at LSU at the time, were visiting Brennan. Nebraska already has an official visit from Zach Gibson, who is an Akron quarterback that has more than 1 year to play, that will visit Nebraska this weekend. He'll go to Georgia Tech first on Thursday, where his brother is. 69% completion rate this past year for Akron. 6'3", 208. So he kind of fits that profile of a tall quarterback known more for a big boy arm than running around and being mobile and running the option. So we'll see if there's more to the story when Parker joins us earlier, but in a little bit, I should say. He is reporting that Miles Brennan got a visit from Nebraska. Now, what will that mean? There's got to be at least a couple of quarterbacks. And we are seeing here in the portal, love-hate relationship with the portal, it is all about connections. Past connections. Do not burn bridges if you are a coach in recruiting in the portal. I'll use Dylan Gabriel as an example, and this will also tie into the world of hiring assistant coaches and how important it is in hiring coordinators. Oklahoma is set to hire Jeff Lebby, who is an OU guy, as their offensive coordinator. He's been the offensive coordinator at Ole Miss. He's going to join Brent Venables. That's a really good hire. His first recruit, if I'm Jeff Lebby and I'm going to Oklahoma, is Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams to the portal is a real thing in Norman. So you got to recruit your star quarterback to keep him there. But all about relationships in the portal. Don't burn bridges. Guys you've recruited, stay abreast. I mean, the basketball coaches have aced this for the past few years. They got connections everywhere, and they don't burn bridges. It's all about relationships. Now football is getting up to speed on how you handle the portal. So Dylan Gabriel, who got injured back in September, at Central Florida, looking for a place to go. Central Florida is not the place for him. You know why he was at Ole Miss? Because Lebby recruited him. Could he be an option if Caleb Williams leaves from Oklahoma? So tying this into connection, Mickey Joseph, Bill Bush, let's chat with Miles Brennan. Now, will they also go to the other LSU quarterback that put his name in the portal yesterday, Max Johnson, who was the starting quarterback this past year for LSU? Why not? At this point, why not? But Dad, who won a Super Bowl as a quarterback, Brad Johnson, with the Bucks, and if I'm Florida State, haven't I already driven to pick up Max Johnson? Haven't I already done that? But the portal is all about connections. And when you're making hires, leaning into those connections. Mickey Joseph's got all kinds of connections. Mark Whipple, Chubba Purdy. That's a connection. One other note on a very impressive hire in the Big Ten, actually. So Ryan Day, Oregon showed him that they got to do something with their defense. And as the season went along, in certain games against equal competition or a little bit more better, Ohio State's defense had holes. Now, they did not have the great pass rushing talent that they've had the past few years, but they definitely had a disconnect on defense. And you knew that all year. Ryan Day made a change. Kerry Coombs, take a seat from being a DC after the Oregon game. You knew the writing was on the wall. Ohio State is the Ohio State. Championships, money, prestige, good look on the resume. Ryan Day plucking Jim Knowles from Oklahoma State as their DC is a big storyline this offseason. Oklahoma State's defense this year was extremely well coached. And they were the reason why Oklahoma State was 2.5 yards away from being in the playoff. In a league where everybody talks about offense, but the Big 12 had some pretty good defense this year. And look at down in Norman. They hired a defensive coach to run their program. That's a good hire. And I know it might have flown under the radar yesterday, but Jim Knowles to Ohio State as defensive coordinator is a quality pickup by Ryan Day. And another interesting element of Knowles leaving Stillwater to go to Columbus, the Mike Gundy coaching tree is not bad. There's a lot of people go to Stillwater to poach guys off of Gundy's staff. He has former OCs and DCs that move on to other jobs. Maybe not easy to work with Gundy for a long period of time, but he's got a pretty good coaching tree when it comes to staffs around the country that have Gundy assistants that are on them. All right, Parker Gabriel's coming up here in a little bit. Let's chat with Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Gary. So I was curious on the whole topic of conversation with going to get Miles Brennan from LSU. First, I get it. He has 1 year left, and he has the familiarity with Mickey Joseph. But out of the LSU transfer quarterbacks, I would personally prefer to get Max Johnson. Now, I know he doesn't have a connection to Nebraska, but his brother also decommitted from LSU yesterday shortly after Max went into the portal. So I look at them as kind of a duo. You get Max, you get his brother as well. So I was thinking that wouldn't that be beneficial for Nebraska to pull Max and then get his brother, who is a highly touted tight end recruit, especially considering Austin Allen leaving, and you get both of them in a package deal, and then you have that relationship there as well. So just, my thought on trying to get a two-for-one deal, especially considering the relationship that Mickey Joseph has, when that's kind of the whole deal with the portal anyway. So do you agree with that, or am I completely...
No, that would be... That kind of scenario, Joe, would be ideal. But I don't know, what the response would be, and the interest in Nebraska would be. I don't think there's any past history there of Nebraska recruiting either one. Certainly, Mickey's going to talk to every LSU player. But those two guys as a package deal strike me as go back to dad's alma mater at Florida State.
Fair enough. Do you think that though Miles has a relationship with Nebraska, or
So he has a relationship with Mark Whipple because Pittsburgh has been courting him to be the guy to replace Kenny Pickett. So that's Mark Whipple saying, hey, I've already had a discussion with Miles Brennan. And then you go, oh, we have two guys on the staff that knows Miles Brennan.
Fair enough. My last question, would you rather have a guy for 2-3 years or just in a 1 year deal, especially considering Scott Frost and his tumultuous tenure going into next season? Do you think the 1 year deal guy is better for them short term, or would you rather have a long term play?
I think you got to go one of both. I think if you get a guy that can play right away and he's just got 1 year, he's fine. And then I think you find another guy that is going to be here for a couple of years to add into the room with Harburg. Smothers isn't, Smothers is still sticking around. And then Torres when he gets here. I think you have to have a minimum of two guys out of the portal at that position.
Well, I appreciate the insight, and I definitely am looking forward to hopefully getting some spots and holes filled, especially with some other guys having left. But I'm the positivity and things of bringing in a new staff is definitely something that I'm looking forward to and seeing what these guys have to offer. So definitely looking forward to the future and not soured like most people. So appreciate the insight, Gary, and I hope you have a good rest of your Wednesday.
Hey, thank you, Joe. We have to get a little bit more insight into Miles Brennan. He suffered an arm injury while fishing. Is that such an LSU injury? State of Louisiana. You're out fishing and you suffered an injury because he was battling Max Johnson for the starting job this past year.
Yeah, that's maybe not the most LSU injury, but that is a very LSU-specific injury.
So Nebraska now with a visit. Pittsburgh, I don't know if they've had a visit, but Pittsburgh has been courting Miles Brennan. So there would be the Mark Whipple connection, because you're not going after a transfer portal guy and your OC slash quarterback coach doesn't know about it. Let's take Rusty. Hello, Rusty. Welcome to the show.
Hey, you were just talking about Levy's job of recruiting Caleb Williams. I was going to make a similar comment that you could say with Rayola coming in, that his main recruiting job would be to try to get Cam Jurgens to stay for another year and convince him how he can develop him and take him from maybe a middle-round draft pick this year to a first-rounder by staying around.
That's, you know, that is, that would be a conversation I think Donovan would have right away, because where is he just leaving the NFL? And so once he gets some film and he can see Cam, and hopefully Cam's open to a conversation. I think Cam, before the end of the week, wants to make up his mind. I mean, everything's on the table, but, you know, is it enough to convince Cam to say, hey, can you go through this one more time and hey, just have faith in me? Or is Cam comfortable with what he heard back from the NFL? Okay, I'm a good second day guy. I'm good and I'm going to go. But you're right. When these new coaches, your most important thing is recruiting guys that are already on your roster that you want to retain, so they don't surprise you and you wake up with a text of, hey, such and such is in the portal.
You know, and what my argument to Jurgens would be is that the difference between being a first day guy and being in the second day kind of draft, that, I mean, there's millions and millions of dollars of difference, especially for offensive linemen, in those different rounds. So, you know, and I think that Cam Jurgens certainly has that potential to be a first or second round guy.
Yep. Rusty, thanks for the phone call. Hey, I'm Donovan Raiola, and I'm now figuring out who is on my list, who's in my room. Aren't your three biggest chores, one, if Jurgens leaves, who's there to play center? What kind of a rehab project am I in for with Ben Hart and Corcoran? What am I doing with them? And then the other part that we'll probably see if you're able to fix Ben Hart and fix Corcoran, but your bigger thing will be Teddy Prochazka and Lutowski, your tackle and your guard. I think the strides Teddy has made, Teddy is on the path to being an NFL lineman. I think now he's off crutches. So his rehab process is picking up. But you have Lutowski, who Greg Austin raved about. They just weren't able to get on the field. There's your tackle, there's your guard next year. Those would be my three things. Figure out what Jurgens is going to do. So what do we do at center next year? What am I doing with two guys that I can't kick to the curb? I need something out of. And then I got these two linemen who I think have a monster future. One plays tackle, one plays guard. And what's the development of Noelle look like? So really those would be the four things as you're walking into an offensive line room. I mean, does Donovan Raiola look and go, you know what? Hey, Teddy, haven't had an All-American offensive line here in 20 years. I'm not making that up. Nebraska has not had an offensive lineman as an All-American in 20 years. You're the next. You don't think that would get me riled up? Or riled up? All right, Parker Gabriel's coming up here in just a bit. Do we have time for Mike?
Why not?
All right. Hello, Mike.
Hey.
Whoa.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call. I guess one thing about, I'm excited about the hires that they have so far, but the next thing is, it doesn't matter who plays quarterback next year. If the protection breaks down as often as it did, you better have a mobile quarterback. Otherwise, you're going to have, better have a big quarterback room. But I, you know, I'm excited about it. I think they've made some good hires. I hope special teams gets improved. But the offensive line is, to me, outside of special teams, is the number one project. And to get the run game, it'll help the passing game. Passing game will help the run game. So that's all I have. Thanks for taking my call.
Mike, thanks. It's a consistent offensive line. Can you get detail and discipline and a result? Don't need five outland guys. Just need consistency. But you also need a productive quarterback. I mean, you almost have to do a case study of all the offensive line coaches that have come post Milton Dan of what ails Nebraska. Is it bad players? Bad identity? Not sticking to an identity? Bad running backs? Just think about this past year. Just how the discussion would be different right now if Nebraska just had average place kicking. Drop a three on the board here. Drop a three on the board there. A three on the board there. Just average place kicking. And from the beginning of the season to the end, not we get better as the year goes along, just consistent, not overwhelming, not detrimental, offensive line play the entire year. Would that be enough that we're sitting here talking about, man, how are we gonna? How many shows are we going to do out in Nashville for the Music City Bowl? PG is coming up in just a moment. It's Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.